Praise God, here we are. It's time for Living the Good Life again. Took me a minute to get everything set here. Glad you're joining us today for our weekly radio show right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And that's one way you can access the show is go right to the website. And we should be talking right now if you do that. Or you can go to YouTube and go to YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/live. And I've just started the YouTube channel, so we got that going. And so there's other ways that you can hear it, plus the five stations of TanTalk Radio Network. If you're in Tampa Bay, 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and then the 3 AM stations, 1340, 1350, 1400. We're glad you're with us. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister coming to you again today. As always, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, it's that time for Living the Good Life. Nan Watson is in the studio with me. I always have a couple people from our radio team with me every Sunday. We'll have Betty Thomas from Michigan, Grand Rapids, part of our radio team, joining us shortly. And Nan, it's been a great day. Did you have a good time today in church?
Oh my gosh, we had the services, it just seems to keep getting better and better. It's the only way to say it. The anointing was really there. It was really strong. Movement in kind of different ways to it was just, that's what's so special about God. It's not like cookie cutter, if you will.
We never know what God's going to do.
We never know. And it was really awesome. Just a fantastic time. I had a fantastic time.
It really was great. I loved it too.
We had great praise and worship. And yeah, it was just wonderful.
Amen. We're glad to be on the radio day as we always are. Betty Thomas, are you there on the phone?
I am here on the phone.
How are you, our friend? Good to hear your voice.
It's been a good day. We started out with a Zoom Sunday service with Beacon of Hope.
Right.
And the praise and worship today was just, I mean, it was, I had Andrew, my grandson, with me, and he was even enjoying the praise and worship.
Praise God.
Yeah. It was just amazing. And then, you know, hearing about the vine and the branch.
Yeah.
It was good. I'll have to listen. I'll listen to the Facebook post because I had to leave, go to the service that we go to up here in Michigan.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I tell you, people, if you have a chance to go to Beacon of Hope and hear an anointed word of God, you need to go, because it's, I mean, I miss being down there so much, but I'm so glad that we have the availability to be able to see it, maybe not be present, but I mean, the worship today was just amazing, even in a distance, you know. It was just, I mean, God was there.
Praise God. Woo, it's always good. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love to be in the presence of the Lord. That's the whole thing, isn't it, Nan? Because it's not about having a church service. It's about having a church service that touches the heart of God and where you feel the anointing of God so strong all through the service.
There's other churches that I know, you know, have that also, but I was just thinking, you know, I probably could pass up probably 25 to 30 churches from Tampa to here. But I go to where I know that I know that every service, the anointing of the Lord is going to be there. And
Amen.
I mean, every service. And, you know, even in our Bible studies, I mean, every service. And, you know, and it's, that's why I come. That's why I travel the distance. I travel every Sunday and every Wednesday, because I know the anointing of the God is going to be there.
Praise God. So for those of you that might be new to Beacon of Hope, this is our 14th year on the air with this show. And we have a Thursday night life coaching show, counseling show, every Thursday night at 6 p.m. on this station. That's called Go Yard. We'll tell you more about that at a later time. But we love doing these shows. And we first started out 14 years ago with a one-hour show. And that only lasted a few weeks. We went to 90 minutes. And then a few weeks after that, we said, oh, no, we got to have more time. Went to 2 hours. We've been 2 hours forever now. Because we have a lot to say, especially you, Nan. You have a lot to say, don't you think?
I do.
You and Betty both. No, we love it. We love it. We love it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence among us. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving in individuals' hearts. We thank you, Lord, that we never know what you're up to, but there are some times the blessings are just so rich. We always know you're going to bless us, and we always know you're going to change our lives for the better. So, Lord, we give you the glory and the praise ahead of time for what you're going to get done right here on this show today. We thank you for it in advance, and we praise your holy name. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
We're going to do the well. It's one of my old favorite songs. It's been around a little while, Casting Crowns, but boy, it says some great things.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. That you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your strength in the well. Come to the well of his presence. That's what it's all about. Thank you for joining us today on Living the Good Life. I was just writing down a couple of the phrases there, Nan.
I was too.
Were you? Yeah. I wrote down pursuit of perfection, fear of rejection. And I think that is a problem that a lot of people have. Leave it all behind. All who thirst will thirst no more. And then I wrote down, rest in my arms for a while, in the arms of Jesus. What did you write down?
I wrote two of those that you said.
Did
you? The third one that I wrote that you didn't say was chasing what's missing.
Yes.
You know, and we could sit here and make a list of things that people chase, and we don't need to do that, of
right.
course. But, I mean, people chase all kind of things.
They do.
Looking for that missing part. And missing
yes.
part is God in their lives.
Yes.
You know, and that's the missing part, but they don't get it. You know, they just don't get. And in fact, let's just go a step further. We need to be able to help them understand, those who are in our lives, you know, help them understand what's missing in their life. And that's God.
And, you know, you look at so many people and they go through life never really getting a handle on the importance of a deep personal relationship with Almighty God. That's what this show is all about and has been for 14 years. It's all about encouraging people to get in the Bible, get in the Word, listen to music that's going to build them up and help them. And Betty, would you agree that so many people are preoccupied with everything but growing a relationship with God?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And, you know, that song is just, you know, even if probably 50 years from now, is that, you know, the world can't give us what we need.
Right.
It's through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And our souls are missing so much by leaving behind. We have to leave, like the song said, we've got to leave the past behind.
Right.
And many people don't want to do that. They want to live now and not worry, you know, consider that if they would just step out in faith and realize that Jesus is the answer. He is, come to the well, come to the Word. You know, the infilling of the Word of God can do so much in our lives. It changes our way of thinking.
Absolutely.
That thinking, you know, phrase that we use. And it changes our heart. Because
mm-hmm.
that's where the Lord talks to us, is through our heart.
He
so,
does.
Yes.
He does.
We can't chase after what's missing, because there's that emptiness inside, and we just have to learn to set aside just a few minutes a day to focus on God's Word.
Amen.
Just like you said, the Word of God, you know, it's sharp. It can change things, and
it changes
so right
us.
After.
It changes us,
yes.
You know, and. So often we get so caught up with everything else in our lives, jobs, kids, everything. We all have all that. But it's when we start going through tough times, right? And times like we have gone through here in 2020, where, I mean, even our very lives are threatened by this pandemic. Our livelihoods, our economy, all these things have just kind of come to a boiling point, Nan. And so many people are so depressed, discouraged. We talked about that this morning in the sermon that I hear it from so many people. I'm so upset. I'm so discouraged. I'm so, you know, just drifting along, you know?
And they don't have to be doing that.
No.
You know, they can trust God. I mean, you need to be cautious.
Sure.
I wear a mask. I wear a mask to
oh,
work.
Absolutely.
I wear a
yes.
mask when I go
yes.
out.
Absolutely.
I practice social distancing.
Yeah.
You do the same. you know, the people at the church do the same. We do that in church. You know, we practice that.
Everybody sits very far apart now. You know, nobody kind of sits by anybody.
We don't hug anymore. No, we don't shake hands anymore. No. You know, the whole bit. But we're doing that to be cautious, and you need to be that. But we don't need to be fearful. And we've spoken, you've spoken about that at previous services. We don't need to be fearful.
Right.
We need to be cautious, yes. Fearful, no.
Right.
Period.
But when we take this song we just played, The Well, coming to the well of his presence means that you are actually spending time with Almighty God. You're not just going to some museum and looking at a statue or whatever. You're actually interacting with the God of the universe, our creator God, who loves us each one so very much. And Betty, you want to talk about that? I mean, it's a human relationship with God Almighty. It's a relationship is what God wants for us to be doing.
Well, that's why he went to the cross.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important to understand that we have someone, we have an advocate.
We do.
That we have a comforter. I mean, so many of the things that we've talked about in previous shows is what God is to us. And what he wants, it's just like it started back in Genesis with Adam and Eve. He wanted to have a relationship with them. So that there was the start, and then they kind of messed it up a little bit.
Right.
And he wants us to communicate with him.
Right.
I mean, it's just like you're a mom. Precious Nan is a mom, and
so are you, and we're all grandmothers too.
I am. We're grandmothers. We're grandmas, but we're very young at heart, grandmas.
Yes,
and
we are.
Nanas and Mimis,
right?
And I think Nan would be a Nan.
Nan.
There you go.
I don't think Benny has figured out what he's going to call you yet. Has he?
Yeah,
he's such a baby.
Not. Yeah, he's still working on it.
Okay. All right.
But what we desire is a relationship with our children.
Yes, yes.
Is that we want to hear from them, maybe not as often as we would like, but at least there's some communication, whether it's through, you know, through text, through phone calls, through cards, letters, or phone calls.
Sure, sure.
But that's what God desires for us.
Yes.
Is to have a relationship because he is our Heavenly Father. And I know in even in my own life, I know that, and it does for everyone else, is that my Heavenly Father loves me so much.
Yes.
That he sent his one and only Son to die for me so that we could have everlasting life. And
amen.
That he gave up so much for us. And that's where that relationship comes in.
That's
right. Is that, I forget who it was telling me, that they had a friend that they knew that was too far gone, that she thought she would never, ever, that God would never, ever, ever love her for what she had done.
Okay.
And they had told, and then this friend had told her, my God loves you more than I do.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what you've done. And that's
right.
The people that we were talking about just a few minutes ago, living in the past. That they can't get out of the past because Satan has blocked in. He has them confined to their past, thinking that God doesn't want you. God doesn't want you to have a relationship. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he
honestly wants to talk to us. He cares about us. And here I go. When he cries, when we cry, he cries.
Right.
When we hurt, he hurts. So it's a mutual relationship, is that God gives us so much, we take, but what we need is to start giving back that worship and that praise, that because God desires the our praise. He loves it when we talk to him and praise him. So it's not difficult to do. It's just that we got to do it.
I think people get out of the habit of communing with God. I mean, I think a lot of people possibly have never even started that habit to begin with. But I think that it's easy to get so caught up in our everyday lives and our busy stuff. And we just get preoccupied, I guess is the right word for it. And it's hard sometimes to refocus. And I think in this day and age right now that we're living in with COVID and everything else going on, that it should be and it can be a big wake-up call, man. A big old time to say, you know what? I need to redirect my life. My attention has been over here and over here and over here. And, of course, the devil works overtime to cause us to feel like God doesn't want to really have a relationship with us because I did this, I did that, I'm this, I'm that. You want to comment on any of that?
Well, yes. I mean, we have to be, you know, okay, like for myself, I have a new job. And some of this I'm just needing to be refreshed on because I used to do a lot of it as new stuff I have to learn. And so I've been putting in extra time, sometimes in the evening, sometimes on the weekends, doing stuff, studying manuals, doing work that I have to do, working from home. A lot of extra time. I don't get paid for that. I'm just doing it. So I'm having to be cautious and careful that I don't get so caught up in doing all that that I don't spend the time I need to spend with, I mean, like God and I were communing this morning before service, before church, you know, about some things and just praising him and, you know, and thanking him. We have to just be careful. Speaking of COVID, I really just feel within, I do need to say one thing about that. When I said earlier, we don't need to be fearful, I just feel within myself that perhaps there are some people thinking, but you have not been touched by COVID.
Right.
Well, yes, I have. Not myself personally, a very dear friend of mine, who we have not been around each other because we're practicing social distancing and not being around each other, came down with it. And her boyfriend came down with it. And they've been very ill. I mean, very ill. And so, yes, I have been touched by it through a friend. So, you know, I do recognize the seriousness of it. And so I just really felt I needed to say that because some people might have thought, well, but you haven't been touched. Yes, I have.
And I think that it is a real reality that we're all living through in this day and time. Yes, like you said, Nan, we have to take precautions. But I also know that we have to continue to not let something like that and everything else that's going on around us keep us from growing our relationship in God, Betty. Because I think too often we as human beings look for excuses to say, well, I haven't been in my Bible for months. Yeah, I know, but hey, it's been really a rough year. And we look for excuses to kind of get ourselves off the hook, Betty. You want to talk about that?
I sure will.
I bet you will.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this hit here in Michigan, I'm sure it hit y'all too, you know, about the middle of March. And, you know, one of the things that I had declared to the Lord is that I am not going to let fear overcome me.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Well, then Satan used that and, you know, comes fear, anxiety. And
right.
when I started, because I told you a few weeks ago that I had really went into some kind of a dead zone, kind of a slump type of thing, and I was going to talk about it at some point, but today's not the day, because I wouldn't get through it. But it boils down to is that we have the time to turn on the television.
We do, yeah. We have, yeah.
We have the time to, and which I did more than I should have. And going to the doctor this week, I found out that, yes, I did gain weight. And we have time to go to the refrigerator and get a snack. We have time to drive around. We have time to go, you know, they left, you know, alcohol stores open. They left, you know, certain things open. We had time to go to the liquor store. But why did we not have time to spend with our Lord Jesus Christ?
Sure, exactly.
We've had it from June or from March until now, July the 12th, that I'm going to just use me. I was forced because of the quarantine, is that there's not a whole lot to do when you're quarantined in your house and, you know, the government tells you, you've got to stay home.
Yeah.
Okay, I cleaned my house. It was still cool up here, so it kind of, the Lord pushed me into saying, "Why don't you spend some more time with me?"
Right.
Betty Lou.
Betty Lou. All right.
I said, "Betty, okay." And I did. And it brought me, I had some things going on, but it brought me out of my slump because I chose to not fear.
Praise God.
I chose to let anxiety overwhelm me. I listened religiously to Go Yard about the COVID calamity. And
yep.
I realized that God does give us a choice. He gives us a free will to do
sure.
what we want
yes,
to do.
Yes, he does.
But I chose. I changed my mind. I changed my mindset.
Yeah.
And I said, "No, I'm going to spend more time with you." Got into signed up for a prayer thing through my Bible app. I type prayers for Beacon of Hope,
sure.
which is
which is wonderful, which we appreciate very much.
Blessing. I'm trying so hard not to be a Christian. I'm trying to be a disciple.
Right.
Because that's what's changing me. And that's what the Lord wants for each of us, is to reach out to Him, get in His Word, praise, worship, more prayer, and
yeah.
I forget, Dr. Angel, our blessed Dr. Angel had mm-hmm. said, I forget, is it 14 days or 21
days? 21 to a habit, yeah.
If you continue to do those things the same every day for 21 days, it becomes a habit.
Right.
It has. I have a habit. I have a habit.
That's great.
More time.
Praise God.
With the Lord. And that's what we... You don't understand the situation that I'm in, Betty and Pastor Marcia, and man, you don't understand. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
You know what? Because you know what? He's went through, Jesus Christ went through everything that we could ever think or imagine. He went through it on the cross for you.
Amen. So I love what you said and how we've started the show a little differently than I expected, but then again, we never know what we're doing. So that's kind of a joke. So we let the Holy Spirit lead. But I think what we're getting at here, because we're going to talk about the vine and the branches, but we're also talking here about the things that keep us from being united to the vine like we need to be, because there are so many things, excuses, COVID, jobs or lack of, boredom, depression, anxiety, all these things. And I was going to do a different song right here, but I feel like I'm supposed to do this song. Let me grab the title of it. But it is, I believe it's Matthew West. Hello, my name is. And let's see what this excuse is all about.
Hello, my name is...
You guys... Oh, wait, what's going on with that CD? Okay. I'm going to start another one. Nan, say something there. We're having trouble with that CD, it looks like. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to put in a plug for Beacon of Hope Church. We're located in Clearwater.
Good for you. All right.
We love to have people come. We love to have people. We have Zoom available. If you're in a position you can't come, if you're out of town, out of state, send us an email at prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we just say, I want to be included in Zoom. We'll start including you on the email that goes out with a Zoom link. Join us. We have a good time.
There you go. Ha. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Let's just change it up here.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
mighty God, 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. You're listening to Living the Good Life right here on 10 Talk Radio Network. Nan, did God give you a poem during that song?
He did.
And please tell our listeners that these are not pre-written.
These are not pre-written. They're, as you would say, hot off
you.
The boiler plate.
Yeah, hot off the boiler plate of the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, just he will just inspire the poems on the spot, and they're not prepared when I walk in the door. And it's from God's viewpoint. Bless me with all this within you. That is what you should do. I am worthy of your praise. Do you see that I've made the way? I've made the way for you. Through all things, you'll make it through. I inhabit the praise you give me. Praise me. That's what you're to praise me, that you are now free. Free from all that had you bound. With me, new things you found. Peace, love, joy is all for you. Receive these is what you should do. Praise me. And it was interesting in the first little verse and the last little verse, it was basically along the lines, this is what you should do. We play an active part in those things. We take, you know, we move to new, you know, everything's just not dropped in our lap.
That's
we,
right.
You know,
yeah.
We strive for those. We strive for the things of, you know, I'm not perfect. I strive for perfection. I set my level high, you know.
Right.
We need to just move forward, and we need to realize that we have been set free from the things that has bound.
Right.
And there's reasons, you know, that we can just praise God for that.
Absolutely. This morning I started to talk about Psalm 139. We didn't get far there, but I want to go back there before we go to the vine and the branches. Because the vine, when Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, in John chapter 15, he is talking about our relationship with him, our role with him. He being the one that gives you nourishment, that gives you, that sustains you, that teaches you, that leads you in the path you should go. That's the vine. That's the job of the vine. The branches come from that vine, and we go from that union with the vine to live the lives that we do. And I want to look at Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. I want to start right there today on the show because this is a psalm of David. I love this psalm. David wrote a lot of the psalms, probably 70 plus. And he says in verse 2 of Psalm 139, you know my down sitting and my uprising. In other words, you know when I get up, you know when I lay down, you know everything about me. You understand my thought afar off. And I think that so often when we get so entangled with the worries, cares, anxieties of this life, we forget that God knows everything that's bothering us. I tried to make this point this morning in the sermon. I want to make it again. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. Verse 3, you sift, this is David talking to God, you sift and search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. To understand how much God loves you and accepts you right where you are and forgives you, you have to understand that he knows everything there is to know about you, right? Verse 4 of Psalm 139, for there is not a word in my tongue, still unuttered, I'm in the Amplified Bible, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have beset me and shut me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high above me. I cannot reach it. Look at verse 7, Psalm 139. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I flee from your presence? The Holy Spirit has been referred to jokingly, but I think it's very true, as the hound of heaven. Pastor Jim has called him that before, the hound of heaven. He's going to find you. The Holy Spirit is going to speak to your heart. He's going to be the one that convicts you if there's something in your heart that you need to deal with. And David says right here in Psalm 139, verse 7, where could I go from your spirit? Okay, you know what that's talking about? That's talking about you being the branch that is united to something because you're still alive, right? What are you united to? You're united to the vine. The vine is Jesus. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Talk to us, Betty. Where could I go from your spirit, or where could I flee from your presence? Verse 7, Psalm 139. Betty.
Yeah. Why would we want to be anywhere else? And, you know, sometimes it's hard to comprehend how intimately that God knows us.
Right.
And why would we want to be outside of his presence? It's just like one of those songs that you guys sang this morning about being in God's presence.
Yeah, oh, the glory of your presence, yeah.
Oh, and it's just like, why would we not want to sit at his feet?
Yeah.
Why would we not want to be a part of a growing part of the body of Christ? And to be away from his spirit is to be away from that security, or the to be away from him is to be separated or to not have that capacity to know,
right,
God, I'm right, you're right there with me.
Right.
Your spirit has never left me. I'm the one that left you.
Well, that's what happens. Branches do that sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's really cool. Today in the sermon, the pastor here in Michigan was talking about grafting in.
Mm-hmm.
How things, you know, we could be just an oddball, and he talks about apples being a crab apple.
Right.
And how this person in his orchard grafted a Honeycrisp apple into a crab apple tree, and it grew.
Hmm.
But for us to grow like that, we have to have the watering of the word.
We do. We have to. Yes.
Feeding.
Yes.
And that's why David was saying, why would I want to be away from your spirit? Because the spirit is alive.
Amen.
The spirit gives us life. It gives us the ability to keep going when the world, like we're in right now, just seems like it's just going out of control.
Sure.
But we always have to remember that God is in control.
He is.
So, like the psalmist David said, why would we want to? I don't want to, and that's why we have got to start being a little bit more, I don't want to say, we use the word aggressive, but we need to be a little bit more visual about what's going on around us and seeing people who are hurting, to bring them into the fold, to bring
Amen.
Them and
sure.
show them what Jesus is like so that they can be a part of this growing branch.
Amen.
Of the branches that we are, the vine, being a part of the vine, being a part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Being the church or the body of Christ.
I agree. Let's look at Psalm 139, verse 13. I did bring this verse out this morning, but I want to do it again. For you did form my inward parts. David understood. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. Now, David had seven brothers. We don't know if he had any sisters. But he was the youngest of eight boys, eight men, right? And they were not all alike in any way, because God chose David because he saw his heart. And David understood this, and God ministered this truth to him. You did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. Dear listener out there, God created you for specific purposes. You're not just an accident of two people getting together and having a baby. Because David talks about the intentionality, and I love that word, the intentionality of God in creating you, Nan, in creating Betty, in creating me. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, okay? And then verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed substance. And in your book, all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. I have often said that I can't even fathom how three such different people came out of my ex-husband and I, the same parents, but three such different people. And I can look at my grandkids and say that same thing. It's because God sees us as individuals. You know, sometimes we have traits of mom, traits of dad. We act a certain way. Oh, I see your dad in you. Or, oh, look at you. You're looking more like your mom. Or whatever the case may be, right? But we are each one individuals. And we are responsible for our own spiritual lives. Our own lives, basically. Nan, talk to us about this. God knows all the days that are numbered for us right now. He knows them. It's already been calculated.
It's already been calculated. Sometimes we wish we knew them.
Right. But do we really?
We really don't. Well, not really. We need to leave. What we need to do is live each day.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the day. Move
exactly.
forward in the day. We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Right.
We don't know, like, our days are numbered. We don't know what they are, but enjoy the day that is Exactly.
Today. Which means make the most of your relationships, not just your friends, your family and all that, your work relationships, but your relationships with Almighty God. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, and he's the one that we, he's the one that we have the most closest, should have the most closest and the most wonderful relationship. I have a great relationship with my parents, my family,
you do.
Especially my parents.
You do.
And my brother even too. And we're really close.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very, very close. And I love them. And they would do and have done some pretty funky things for me, helping me out.
Right.
But you know, their love for me is nothing like the love of my Heavenly Father.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they emanate the love because they are Christians and they serve God. But the love that they have for me is nothing, nothing compared to the love He has
and
for me.
And we get so bogged down in the failures that other people do in our lives. We get so, like I was going to play that song that didn't work, about regrets. We live in regrets. We live in the past so often. We live in our failures. We live in what so-and-so did to me, and I'm never forgiven them. You know, that kind of thing, Nan? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yes. I can. I won't go into the details, but I can remember one time something happened that some people should have handled a certain thing in my life, and they just didn't. And you remember that. And, I mean, I didn't get a phone call on my birthday. We were going to do my party, but it's like the actual day, it was like my family who I'm so close to didn't call. And remember, by the end of the day, they hadn't called. Remember?
Yeah, remember
I was so upset. And I just left out of my office, and that's such a small thing, but it meant a lot to me. And I had such a wonderful time with God. Remember, I called you. And
I remember that now.
I had thought about that just
ago.
Now. It was several years ago.
Yeah.
And, eight years ago, come to think of it. I was turning 50.
So that's
told my age. I'm 58.
Betty, that means we know how old she is.
Yeah,
now.
I'm now 58, going to be 59 soon. But, you know, that the time that I spent with God was more, meant more to me than if I'd have gotten the phone call. They did call shortly after then and was very apologetic and a lot had happened, whatever. But it was like I spent that time with God, and that was more precious. That was more precious than anything I could have done with anybody.
And
on the
you're
face
still
of the
remembering
earth.
It 8 years from now.
I hadn't thought of it just then.
Right. You know? Okay. That's how God does.
That is how God does.
I love what David says in verse 17 here of Psalm 139. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awoke, I could count to the end. I could still be with you. And it's, to me, it's God. David is saying here and describing the heart of God for us. This is the vine that we are supposed to be the branches coming from. And this is his nature. He knows every single one of us. It says in the word, he counts the number of hairs in your head. And for some people, there's not as many as for others. Right? But he knows the numbers of hairs in your head. But he cares, Betty, about every detail. I want to play the song in just a minute. So give me about a minute of comment there, Betty, before I go to the song. Go ahead.
Well, yes, some of us don't have as many hairs we had, you know, last year. But again, we look at that as wisdom, because we have an understanding that we have a Heavenly Father who is so loving, is so caring, and
Amen.
He shows us every day, you know. And I know this sounds so trite, but he shows us his love by the sunrises that you see in Florida and I see in Michigan. That he paints a picture for us every day.
Yes, he does.
That, and I know we take, you know, I woke up this morning, I was still breathing.
Right.
I woke up and I had the joy of the Lord in my heart, because I knew that today was the day that, you know, we could rejoice, you know, with others. And that this is the day that the Lord has made. And that's the way that God wants us to look.
Amen.
At his love for
us.
And
yes.
It's just his love is greater than anything we could ever see or imagine. And I'm just so glad that he loves me, and he loves you, and he loves Nan.
Thank God he loves Nan.
That's right.
Thank God.
Someone's got two.
What we're talking about really is reasons why we should want to be united to the vine. Because look what he does for us. And we need him. Lord, I need you. Here we go. I love the song. Love it.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. The grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
God, Lord, we need you.
Oh, God, how I need you.
Oh, I need you, Lord, I need you. Woo, Nan, did God give you something there? You've been writing, I can see you through the glass, writing feverishly in your book.
I did. This is kind of a little different. This is like a dialogue between God and someone. I designed you in a special way, however you may now say. It's hard for me to praise you because of all that I do. Child, I see that what all that you have done, but for you I gave my son. God, help me to love me. I do want to of this be free. Remember that I've seen it all, both large and even small. Okay, God, I will believe what you say. To you I'll praise, and I will pray.
Praise God, great poem. Yeah, that's quite interesting perspective on that one. Praise God. Whoa, we're coming up to the top of the hour, which we have to do station ID in just a couple minutes. Betty, would you talk about the prayer line that you and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, are so good about sending out the prayer requests. We need help with that. We get a lot of prayer requests, and we want to invite people to be on the prayer team. because there's a lot of people that are that pray for all the needs that come through. You want to talk about that, Betty? You got about 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. One of the greatest things that we can do for one another is to pray. And we have seen, along with our prayers, we have seen a lot of praise reports come across, you know, thanking someone for their blood sugar levels, you know, have come back into normal. We've had someone who's been hospitalized for so long is doing so much better.
Oh, Wade, yeah. Oh, man.
Yes, I heard that morning, but I didn't get to hear all of what, if he was released. If
he was released, he's home, Betty. And he's been in the hospital since March 23rd. He's Wendy's brother, and we have prayed for him so much. He's had renal failure, all kinds of things. We thought he was dying a few times, but God has pulled him through again. I mean, we've been around that same barn with Wade for many years. So we just thank God for him being home and healthy. So praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, and those are the things that you would hear if you would like to be a part of the prayer group, the prayer team. Just send us, say, please add me to that mighty moving force that you talked about on the radio. Just say, add me, and send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you would like to help out with typing those prayers, because what we do is once we get the prayer, we send out that request along with the prayer below, and it ignites the body to be able to pray together. You would like to be one of those people that types that prayer? Send us that. I would love to be able to help you type those prayers and be a part of that. Send it. Say, please add me to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, hey, I would love to help you type those prayers, Betty and Pastor Jim. And if you would like to, again, if you have a prayer request, there's no prayer, no request too big or too small that God can't handle.
Amen.
Send that prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We would love to hear
from
you.
Thank you, Betty. We hear from people sometimes different parts of the world, but definitely a lot of different parts of the United States writing in, pray for my cousin, has this or that. Pastor Jim tries to keep a notebook with answers, but it's hard to keep up with it, Nan. You know, we've been doing this prayer ministry for like 10 years, I think. It was birthed in the heart of Alice, one of our people, who came up to me many years ago in a service, after service, and said, we need a prayer team. We need a prayer ministry. I said, great, start it. And that's, she did, and that's where we are now. So we thank God for that. It's been great. So we do want you to join us on the prayers at bohmglobal.com if you want to be a part of the prayer team or if you want to help out. Either way is fine. Nan, you got about a minute, well, or quite less. Go Yard, maybe we'll talk about that after we do our station ID. But Nan, you have been a part of the ministry for so many years, just like Betty, and you've seen so many answers to prayer. God gets all the glory and praise. It's a vital part of Beacon of Hope Ministries.
It is. No, we've seen a lot. Praise God.
And we really want people to, I mean, we don't have to know who these people are. If you write in, you say, my cousin so-and-so is in the hospital with this, whatever. And it will be, that need will be prayed about and sent out to the prayer team. So don't forget that. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Also, our website, which is newly done in the last few months, is bohmglobal.com. So Beacon of Hope Ministries. So bohmglobal.com. So that's all good. We got to do this real quick. We'll be right back. Just a brief station ID.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.